Some nearby residents worry a proposed East End townhouse development will worsen what they say are already challenging traffic and on-street parking problems in the neighborhood, especially in light of another development on the way. Our tiny little crescent is ultimately going to be sandwiched between two rather large and somewhat imposing developments, said Palermo Crescent resident Mary Gobbi during a public meeting on Monday evening. Where is the overflow parking going to go? Gemini Homes is requesting zoning amendments that would allow the properties at 103 and 105 Victoria Road and a currently vacant area behind two existing homes at the corner of Casino Avenue to be used for 44 two- and three-story townhouses, constructed in six blocks of 6 to 8 units. Units would be between 1,600 and 2,000 square feet in size, with the two-story homes fronting Casino and the three-story ones further back on a 2.4-acre section of the nearly 4-acre property. Another detached home is planned for the corner of Victoria and Casino, in addition to two already there. A detached garage behind one of the homes is slated for demolition. We are already seeing overflow parking on our little crescent, said Gobbi, noting she and others are also concerned about the aesthetic of the development as well as traffic flow. This is going to add to the traffic on Casino, on Palermo. How is that going to be managed for people trying to negotiate their way around? A total of 97 off-street parking spaces are planned. Each townhouse will have two, one in the garage and another in the driveway, along with 9 visitor spots for the development as a whole. Count. Dominique O'Rourke suggested the developer look at ways of including additional parking spaces on the site in order to reduce overflow street parking. Albert Piper suggested an access point could be added along Victoria Road so people coming and going from the development aren't restricted to a laneway leading to Casino Avenue. I know everyone wants development, but they have to think a little about quality of life, he told council, adding the proposal as a little overblown for the site. I think it's kind of a real disaster, this project. Brian Ross, representing a neighboring condo board, expressed concern about the impact of construction on tree roots, as well as drainage from the site, but is in support of the plan. The public meeting was held to gather feedback on the proposal. Council made no formal decision regarding the rezoning request. That will come during a future meeting.